You're listening to a Get Serial podcast. With that, we do have something really cool to announce, and I'm not sure if you actually know this one, Annabelle, but if you're considering joining Get Serial whatsoever, it's actually cheaper at the moment to start your induction. It is over 66% off at the moment. It is quite cheap, and I do suggest if you're even considering joining radio, doing your own podcasting, or maybe you just want to become a journalist, Zen's a really good place to start. And you get that radio training for, honestly, pocket change. So go check that out. You can do so at getserialsin.com/get involved. Go check that one out. But we do have some helplines available if you need those ones. Annabelle, have you got those ready?
I do. So if any of the discussions we have today, or just anything about your day-to-day, mean that you want to phone someone, we have got some great hotlines available. They're incredible resources. We've got Beyond Blue, which you can phone at 1300 224 636, the Kids Helpline, which you can reach at 1800 55 1800, and the Key Life Helpline, available at 1800 184 527. These are incredible resources. Don't be afraid to phone, and yeah, just look after yourself as always. Be nice to people.
Definitely. But with that one, we're going to jump into our next song for tonight. And you know what? If you're keeping your ears out, you may have just heard a little bit of a sound. That was one of my alarms going off. I woke up a little bit late this morning.
We're a bunch of sleepyheads, I'll say, in the studio this morning.
You know what? I'm not going to blame us. I'm going to blame the moon. Here is Blame the Moon by Hazlitt. You're listening to Get Serial on Sin.
Welcome back, everyone. The first song you heard was Blame the Moon by Hazlitt, who's a Brisbane-born, Stockholm-based artist I've really been enjoying recently. And I like that. He's very international, Hazlitt. And I'd like to say I'm really proud of our show today because we are very Australian. We're very local music-based, especially today. 72%, I believe.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, I think that's pretty good. I did include Hazlitt, who is... he's Australian, he's just overseas, but I think it's great. We love supporting our local music.
We definitely do. And something we also love supporting is our local news and our local journalists. Hi, guys. So we're going to dive into our news, and I'm just going to let you know that these news headlines may have some triggering things, so if you do need to turn down the radio, please feel free to do so for the next 5 minutes or so. But with that, we're going to dive in. Firstly, residents from bushfire-ravaged communities in Western Victoria have been allowed back into the fire zone after dozens of properties were lost this week. Two major bushfires wreaked havoc on the region, destroying 24 homes and businesses, scorching a primary school and injuring emergency service workers. Multiple fires are continuing to burn after catastrophic fire conditions earlier this week, but emergency crews have managed to gain control of the blazes.
Victorian families have been left, this is in line with all the kind of wild weather we've been having, but Victorian families have been left homeless, and about 59,000 homes and businesses remain without power following wild storms on Tuesdays. Customers in the state's hardest hit areas, including Moorabbin North, have been told they likely won't see the lights turned on until at least next Thursday, while others have been told they should get power by hopefully this weekend.
Fingers crossed. But moving on from there, in a completely different vibe, Taylor Swift has arrived in Melbourne ahead of the first Australian show of her Eras Tour. I believe this was from yesterday she pulled up in Australia.
I've heard she was doing her mic check. Someone said that, like, yesterday night or maybe this morning. Good morning, Taylor. Thanks for tuning in to Get Serial.
As long as she doesn't have to skedaddle out quickly like she did to the Japanese, it'll be all good. I do feel sorry for them on that.
And we have Aussie Stadium set to come alive, not just for Taylor, but for when the US rock band Pearl Jam brings their tour down under for the first time in a decade.
Very excited here.
Me. And look, I have a really exciting one. I'm actually stealing Bianca's here because it's so cute, because Sydney's Taronga Zoo has announced the birth of a baby pygmy hippopotamus who is named Lolili. And he was born from Australia's only breeding pair of hippos, Mother Cambiri and Father Fergus. What a name.
I love that name.
Fergus the hippopotamus. He was born on January 16th at 3:05 a.m. and Mum and baby are doing well.
It's great to hear. Something that isn't doing well is our employment rate, as the unemployment rate has risen to 4.1%, as 22,000 residents have been left in the unemployment pool in January. New data from the Australian Bureau of Statistics, the ABS, has shown that the employment rate rose by 0.1% in the last 2 years, and it's actually at its highest point in the last 2 years as well. According to Treasurer Jim Chalmers, the unemployment rate was very low by historical standards.
There you go. Kind of keeping in that vein of employment, employers could face criminal penalties after contacting employees out of hours, with right to disconnect laws passing. So the reform passed the upper house on Thursday afternoon, giving workers the rights to ignore out of hours calls and emails without being penalised. The new legislation could also mean that if an employee raises concerns regarding an employer's continuous contact out of work hours, the latter could receive a fine of $18,000.
So it is worth mentioning with this in particular, you should be checking your contract because you can be on call and expected to still answer. If you are not on call, this applies to you. If you are on call, I'm sorry. I get it. But it is also worth mentioning in this bill was a sneaky little thing that I really liked. If you were a casual worker and you've been working full-time hours, rather than having to wait a full 12 months to be able to then ask for full-time work or demand full-time work as per the law, they've actually shortened that to 6 months. So if you're working full-time for 6 months under casual hours, you can get some sort of job security and you can force them to do so. So definitely, you know, have a look at that. Join your union, because they can help you. If you're not joined with your union, go do so. But moving on from that, a new report says that 1/3 of Australian children can't read properly. A Grattan Institute report says that 1/3 of Australians, 4 million school children, are being failed by the Australian education system that persists with discredited theories about teaching reading. Students are lacking reading skills and are more likely to fall behind, disrupt class, and end up unemployed or jailed, coming to an estimated cost of about $40 billion over their lifetimes. And the report concluded, like, what's next? Realistically, where does the government go from there? Because that's a huge number. And without just overhauling everything, that's only going to get worse.
Right. We'll have a recommendation section later, and I have such a good podcast about teaching reading. Sounds boring, fascinating, so stay tuned for that, because I have some suggestions.
Definitely.
Mr. Australian Government and, you know, all the schools. And not Mr. Mrs. Australian Government as well. And this is kind of just completely in a different direction, really. A French man who was originally denied a record for the tallest matchstick Eiffel Tower has had justice and has now been awarded the world record. So he had a record-breaking matchstick structure, which was originally rejected by the Guinness World Records due to him using the wrong type of matches.
Come on.
I know. They're harsh, these people, they are. But according to the website of the organisation, he's now officially the title holder. The previous record was held by a Lebanese man who'd made a 6 million matchstick Eiffel Tower that was 21.4 feet tall in 2009. But Richard Plaud has stated that he used 706... That's a big number for my morning. 706,900 matchsticks. Not that big. I'm just tired. And over 50 pounds of glue to create the 23.6-foot model over the course of 8 years. So it's a good day if you're a Frenchman who likes making Eiffel Towers.
Definitely. With that, though, we are going to dive into our next song. So stay tuned and enjoy this wonderful hit. Annabelle, you've got some info about this one before we run off.
I do, but before we jump into that one, I do just want to say earlier, I got so excited with the news, I forgot to tell you, you'd heard The Black Ball by Saint Hill. Ooh. That was before the news. It's by Tom Larkey, who's a Melbourne-based singer, and this is his first single in quite a while. Go check out The Black Ball. I love it. But you're now going to be listening to Space Between by Jem Casadaley, who is a proud Goombangur Australian artist who's been dazzling the Australian music scene since 2021.
Ooh. And it is worth mentioning, if you're in Port Fairy or if you're near the Corner Hotel, they are doing some shows in the near future. Go check it out. Go have a look. And if you like this sound, maybe worth go checking them out. But with that, you're listening to Get Serial on Sin. You just heard two incredible songs. They were Magic Woman Dancing by Emily Warama. And before that, was A Space Between by Jem and Cassar Daly, two incredible songs. And if you liked Magic Woman Dancing, I have good news for you. That was actually a part of Sin's Sweet 16. If you liked that song, or you like anything you're hearing, might be worth checking it out, because you never know when you might hear your new favourite song. Check it out every Sunday on sin.org.au, or every Sunday on the Sunday Sweets show. Really good show. Check it out at 5 p.m. Tell them we said hi, and who knows? You might just, as I said, hear your new favourite song. But Emily Warama is an ARIA-nominated, multi-award-winning artist and a proud Warindulajaga woman. I may have butchered that. I do apologise. Woman based in Hobart. So go check that out if you liked it. But with that, we're going to talk about something that I don't know if I like.
Look, I am a very biased player in this story, which you'll come to see, because I don't like the food at the question of this, some might say a food crime, others might just say food legislation, but ham and cheese sandwiches are being banned in Western Australia school canteens. What are your thoughts?
So it's a weird one, because part of me gets it, and I very much understand why we're moving to remove...
So why are we banning it, actually? Sorry, I should have said that first.
So the main reason behind the ban is, simply put, the healthy eating policies throughout Australia in schools are starting to get a little bit stricter, as they probably should, in all fairness. Now, one of those things is banning ham, because ham is considered a red food. So you've got green foods, which are healthy ones, orange, which are less healthy ones, but not too bad, and then red, which usually would include things like lollies and, you know, the stuff you probably shouldn't be eating much of. Ham is a red food, and that's because the actual meat itself is so heavily processed that they can't put it anywhere else, which, again, I understand. I think where I'm a little bit iffy on this is canteens are boring now. Like, I don't mean that in a bad way either. I mean that in a, it encourages kids to go get other things from other places.
Yeah.
Simply put, I have school-age siblings. I've seen their canteen menus. They're very different to what I had. They're a lot better than what I had, don't get me wrong. But I think that there is that little bit of, there's nothing fun on there. There's no treat. If I got a lunch order there, I'd be getting, like, here's a cucumber and cheese sandwich. How exciting. And it's like, yes, that's cool, but I feel like when I was getting a lunch order, or when I got from the canteen, especially when I was little, it was a treat. It wasn't a special thing, especially in primary school. If I was getting something from there, I'd be getting an icy pole or something like that, and it would be a big thing. I'd save up for it. I'd put some money aside. It was that treat. I do worry that we're taking a lot of that away in replacing it with healthy food, which, again, we should be doing. But I worry, are we getting too close to that line of just making it too healthy and not including the things that, much as we shouldn't eat much of, we should still eat?
I mean, it's an interesting one. I was kind of laughing to myself, because when you said a cucumber and cheese sandwich, child me would have been like, this is the best day of my life.
Yeah.
I love cucumber. That would be my treat. But I think it's hard. Obviously, very important to be healthy, good to teach children healthy eating habits, but balance in life, as all things are. And, you know, it's okay to have treats. It's okay to, you know, sometimes eat the healthier option, sometimes have something else. I think it's good to be balanced. And it's good to kind of help children learn to make their own choices as well, as opposed to being like, we're going to give you a completely sterile environment. You only have good options. And then later on, you don't really know how to make these decisions for yourselves. Do you know what I mean?
That's a part of it. Like, when they leave, especially primary school, and go into high school, where the canteens might have more sugary stuff, less good stuff, they're more inclined to eat the stuff that's not good for them because they didn't have much.
It's all about balance. I will say my school, I was so mad I missed this. Well, actually, it was the secondary school. When they went to Christmas, this was a French international school, and they love a little celebration. They used to get a chocolate fountain in the canteen, which, when I think about it now, is the most unhygienic thing I can think of, a whole school using a chocolate fountain.
Definitely.
However, I can see why that would be a red food. Maybe no chocolate fountains in our canteen.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I feel like I'm just sad because I found out that the sausage roll is also red now.
Yeah, that bothers.
That is our Australian culture.
When I was in high school, that was like the lunch. That was the, you know, I didn't bring anything for lunch. I need something that's going to fill me, that's warm, that, yes, we all know a sausage roll isn't the most healthy thing. No one pretending it's a healthy thing. But we're still like, it's something warm, filling, and it's going to satisfy us for the rest of the day, which sometimes is more important than a smaller, maybe fruit bowl or something like that. But I don't know. Just a suggestion before we leave on to our next song. Why not, rather than completely ban things or remove things, make the sugary stuff and the less healthy stuff more expensive?
Sugar tax.
Pretty much. These are children who are going to make decisions based on what's in there and what's not in there. If you make it harder for them to get the sugary stuff and get the not good stuff, they're going to buy the cheaper stuff. So why not do that and encourage them to look healthier? But with that, we're going to dive into our next song. You know what? I think it's just fine.
That's a bit harsh.
I think it's just fine by Lucinda Poi. You're listening to Get Cereal on Sin. You just heard two incredible songs. They were
Never Need Me by Rachel Shinoriri, who is a London-born singer-songwriter, and she's got a very distinct style.
Definitely.
Due to her kind of her childhood. So she was brought up with traditional conservative values and forbidden to listen to secular music. So she didn't have as wide of a kind of general knowledge of pop music and popular music, but she kind of heard snippets. She discovered bands kind of unbeknownst to her parents, and it meant she's kind of formed her own style. She's taken bits and pieces of the few bands she's heard. She's got her kind of more conservative music that she grew up with, and she's really forging her own path. I think Rachel's great.
Definitely.
Before that, you had Just Fine by Lucinda Poi, which I'd argue is just great. So that was released on February 9th. She is Perth-based, Brisbane-raised, and she's a great artist if you want to listen to more local Australian music to check out.
Definitely. But with that, we're going to dive into our next conversation, which is pretty simple. Obviously, 2 days ago was a bit of a special day for consumerism and love. It was Valentine's Day. And we figured, you know what, if you're like me and you and your partner are just busy on the week and you can't meet up on the 14th, fair enough, honestly. Maybe you can do something on the weekend. Maybe you could cuddle up, put on a movie or a TV show and enjoy some maybe cheesy rom-com stuff. Annabelle, you're more of a rom-com girl than I am.
I love it, you know. I'm like sitting here like ready to go.
You guys can't see it. She's bouncy. She's like up off the chair here. She's ready to go.
I'm ready. I love a rom-com. Listen, I think rom-com's criminally underrated. And I know we're oversaturated with rom-coms. So that seems like an oxymoron to say that they're underrated. But rom-coms are so much fun. I think people are afraid to embrace the cheese. Embrace the cheese. It's like an extra cheesy pizza. Delicious. Not so good if you're lactose intolerant like me, but worth it. Watch some rom-coms. I have some suggestions of like the classics that I think everyone should watch. And I want to know your thoughts, Bianca. Do you like these films? Do you not? Do you have better suggestions? Because I will say, you know, I'm always open to recommendations. My best, is it a rom-com? I'm going to say it is. It's very romantic. I think it's like basically the most romantic film ever. Yeah. Well, one of. Before Sunrise. I would die for this film. It's actually part of a trilogy. There's Before Sunrise, Before Sunset, and another one. I've only watched the first one because I refuse to actually accept it's a trilogy. I think that the first film is so perfect in its own right that they've actually had really good reviews for the other two films. I refuse to see it. I don't want to know what happens next. It's about a very lovely couple. Well, these two travelers who meet on a train going into Prague, Austria. One of them, Vienna or Prague, and they decide to spend the day together before they have to take different trains. And maybe they fall in love, maybe they don't. It's a very cute film. I love it. I really recommend that. And I have another suggestion, which is very, very good film, Roman Holiday. Have you seen it?
I have not.
So gorgeous. You've got the lovely Audrey Hepburn. You've got a very dashing man whose name is completely escaping me right now. And in true rom-com tropes, she is a princess, I believe, who is tired of her life. She has too many expectations. And she sneaks out while she's staying in a castle near Rome. And she kind of discovers the city as just an everyday person. She won't reveal her identity. She goes on a very nice little day trip. So actually, now that I think about it, all my rom-coms are about people exploring European cities for 24 hours with a man. But
maybe that's a hint.
Maybe it is, and that's my very niche favorite rom-com genre. Both great films. Check them out if you haven't.
Definitely. And you know what? I'm going to leave a couple suggestions for people who maybe, like me, aren't the biggest rom-com or romance movie fan, but don't mind a little bit of romance kind of sprinkled in or just something lighter. First off, if you are looking for something new to check out that, you know, has a romance angle, but very much puts it on the back seat, but I think is one of the cutest ways I've ever done it or I've ever seen it. A show called Free Ren is the one to look at it. It's really interesting. It's a bit of a slice of life, but they have a little bubbling love story in the back. They've got two, actually, and I think it's really fun. If you want one that's filled with love stories as well, but, you know, you're not going to pick up on it immediately. It's a show I've talked about 1,000 times on this show. Avatar: The Last Airbender. And Korra, if you want even more in-your-face love stories. But I'm going to leave it there. If you have any suggestions, maybe let us know your favorite rom-com or your favorite, like, on-screen relationship that maybe isn't official on our Instagram. You can do so on Get Serial Sin on Insta. But with that, we're going to dive into our next song for today. And it's a pretty good one. Here is Clean Cut by Charm of Finches. Good name for a good song. You're listening to Get Serial on Sin. Sin Media acknowledges and pays respects to the people of the Woiwurrung and Boonwurrung language groups of the Eastern Kulin Nation on whose unceded lands the Sin office and studios stand. We respectfully acknowledge their ancestors and elders, past and present. We extend this respect to the traditional custodians of the land and waters where Sin content is produced, where Sin content reaches, and on which Sin partner organizations stand. Sovereignty has never been ceded, and no treaty has ever been signed. Always was, and always will be, Aboriginal land.
Hello, hello, hello for everyone who is just tuning in, and to all our lovely listeners who have been with us this morning. You've just heard two fantastic songs. You heard Ripples by Stacey Ann, a Perth-based indie pop soul artist who released that song, on the 8th of February, and her debut album, A Change in the Wind, it's coming out March 14th, so less than a month away. Pop it in the calendar. Before that, you heard Clean Cut by Charm of Finches, which is a Melbourne-based sister duo, Mabel and Ivy Windred-Warnes, who grew up in Northcote, and they got their start, this is very cute, busking outside of a local veggie shop at ages 8 and 11, and apparently the veggie shop owners would turn down the music so everyone could hear them busking.
Aww.
Yeah, it's what a cute way to start your music career. I think it's lovely. But we have had a very exciting show so far, and it's only going to get more exciting because, as always, we have a plethora, big word, of different topics we're going to be discussing today. We're going to be doing a little bit of judging later on in our little Am I the A-hole bit that we like to do here and would like to get your opinions on later. And we're going to be talking about how you can get involved at Get Serial. But before all that, how can you keep up to date with what we're doing behind the scenes, you ask? Excellent question. Thank you for asking. It's crazy you said that because I was just thinking about that. You can go to Get Serial Sin on Instagram and TikTok. Check us out there. We have a lot of great content. We had a very good Valentine's Day playlist, if I say so myself. So you can get content you can't get on air there.
Definitely.
You can also check us out on all the best podcast platforms like Omni FM, Spotify, Apple Podcasts. And yeah, just give us a follow.
And I'll give a sneaky plug to our TikTok. We haven't posted much there yet, but hey, who knows? There may be, you know what might be fun to do? What if we put up a camera for one of our little conversations, maybe the Am I the A-hole, and got some live reactions?
That would
be fun.
So
you can see our faces as we get disgusted. Or maybe we're like, huh? What? But you'll have to check it out to find out when we do that, or if we do it. But Annabelle, we have some breaking news to break.
We do. We have breaking news, just breaking now. This is just coming up 13 minutes ago. It's great news. Greece has legalized same-sex marriage, becoming the first Christian Orthodox majority country to legalize same-sex marriage. And they're the first, I believe, Southeast European country to have marriage equality, and even better than that, going one step beyond, same-sex couples will now also be legally allowed to adopt children after Thursday's vote, which is obviously, it's a great way to start your day if you're just tuning in.
Great news.
We love marriage equality. It's great to see more countries kind of
definitely
going that way.
Fingers crossed we see more Southern European countries follow suit. But we are going to move on with the show. Simply put, sometimes things do get tough and you may need a helpline to chat to if you or someone you know may be feeling less than okay. We have Beyond Blue at 1300 224 636, Kids Helpline at 1800 55 1800, and we have QLife Helpline at 1800 184 527. If you do need help, do check them out. But with that, we're going to move into our next song, and it's called In My Head by New Dad. It's part of the Sweet 16. Check it out every single week at sin.org.au. But here is New Dad with In My Head. You're listening to Get Serial on Sin. You just heard two incredible songs. They were Robbery by Lime Cordial. And let's be real, if you're listening to Sin, you probably know who Lime Cordial are. If you don't, they're a pretty bloody good Aussie band, and they've done some amazing work with celebrities. Specifically, they have an amazing song, Apple Crumble, with Idris Elba, of all people, on it, and he does a really good job rapping. And I will say, that song in particular, I don't know why, it might just be the way it sounds, it always gives me the vibe of Arctic Monkeys, but as someone who doesn't really like Arctic Monkeys' sound, I really, really like that song. But before that was In My Head by New Dad, a rock band from Galway, Ireland. And look, if you thought, wow, I wonder how young they were when they started. They started a band while in secondary school as a way of avoiding solo performances for leaving their certificate practical music exam. So they made it just to avoid doing the stuff they had to do, which, you know what, if you can make it doing that, good job.
I love it. There's another artist, I'll try to think of their name, who created a really great album. And I found out it was because they were procrastinating their HSC exam prep. So they just went downstairs and made an entire album. I love the genre of teenagers ignoring exam time. I love that.
Australia's got heaps of them, to be honest. Look into Silverchair if you ever get the chance. But with that, we're going to dive into a bit of a recommendation time. And look, maybe you're thinking, wow, I'd have to try some new stuff. What are you guys doing? You guys are super cool. And you'd be right, we are super cool. So we're going to suggest some stuff that we've been loving, we've been doing, and maybe you should check out. But I'm not going to start on this one. Annabelle, do you want to lead us in?
Well, before I give my recommendations, I do want to say if there's anything that you guys really recommend, let us know on Instagram at GetSerialSin. We always want to know what people are reading. We want to be cool. We want to be hip and with it. Let us know what to check out. I've got a few recommendations. I've actually got a million, but I'll keep it short. In terms of books this week, I'm reading The Bee Sting by Paul Murray. I believe it was nominated for the Booker Prize. I could be wrong. I might be wrong there. It's definitely an award. It's a great book. I'm really loving it. It's set in Ireland. If you want like a multi-generational story in terms of the fact it goes from every single family member's perspective, it's a great book. I really recommend that. In terms of audio, I love a good podcast. Earlier, we were talking about how one third of Australian children can't read properly. And if you're kind of interested in how we've gotten to the point, it's not an Australian one. It is an American one, but I'm sure it's got a large amount of crossover. Sold a Story is a really interesting podcast series that looks into how in America children aren't being taught to read properly either, and how we use all these theories of reading that have been proven to not work. It's a fascinating story. It will make you really upset, but it's really good, and I really recommend that. I also just love Search Engine. Search Engine's a really fun podcast. If you want someone to get really deep into questions you kind of have had and have fought to Google but haven't had the time to, if you want to know if you should drink airplane coffee, check it out. If you want to know why there are so many chicken bones on the street in New York City, there's a two-part episode for you. They make any question so much fun. I recommend the Sushi Scam series. A lot of fun. What about you, Bianca?
Ooh, so I'm going to give a couple different suggestions. Firstly, I'm going to suggest a card, not a card, yeah, a card slash board game. I almost said a cardboard game. That's why I got confused. If you want something to play that honestly is maybe the most fun I've played in a long, long time, check out Ultimate Werewolf.
Ooh.
It's a really short game. Each game takes maybe 7 minutes. It's really surprising, but it's some of the most fun I've ever had. I picked it up last night. Very, very, very fun. A book that's worth checking out. It's one of my favorites. I'm actually in my third read of it because I like it that much. It is Console Wars by Blake J. Harris, which actually goes over the history of Sega and how they came to power for about 3 years and actually redefined an industry. But it's not exactly bleeding into having previous knowledge about video games or consoles or marketing or anything like that. It's kind of just a story that talks about a particular man redefining an entire industry and the rise and fall of a company that had it all for a couple years. And one last thing I will suggest is a podcast. I'll suggest three podcasts. If you're wanting a footy fix or a comedy fix, check out Broden Kelly and The Footy with Broden. You can check out just someone, people talking about animation, animated projects, and life in Japan as not Japanese people. You can check out the Trash Taste podcast, which is one of my favorites ever. And if you are looking to hear about animation from an Australian, a bit of a sneaky plug here, you can check out Half Moon Podcast, which will be releasing, Half Moon Cartoons Podcast, which we will be releasing its first episode on the 26th of this month. Check it out. Who knows? You might just hear a familiar voice. But with that, I think we should dive into our next song before we keep plugging our own stuff. if you want to hear more wonderful songs, keep on board. We're diving into our next song with someone that you suggested, Annabelle.
I did, and this is actually another recommendation. If you want a really good song that also makes you feel like you aren't doing enough with your life, check out Home. That's what we all need. Home and in Love. It's a song I've been loving, and I just found out it's by a 17-year-old self-taught multi-instrumentalist, Mitch Santiago, from Perth.
So I actually made a bit of a mistake there.
Ooh.
We had a little bit of a shift around with our music, and we're actually playing a completely different song with another band that is really good, a UK-based band. Here is the Toxic Airborne Event with Faithless. You're listening to Get Serial on Sin. You just heard two incredible songs. The first one there was Mark Morrison with his wonderful hit, Return of the Mac. And before that was the Toxic Airborne Event with Faithless. Two of my favorite songs in really history. They're both great for different reasons. But of course, we're going to dive into one of my favorite little things we do on this show. It's the Am I the A-hole? I'm excited for this one because I actually don't know what it is, and I haven't really read it. Annabelle, you've prepared this one for me, and I'm very curious to see how it goes.
I have. So I'll be reading, obviously, from the point of view of the person who's written in. Am I the a-hole for agreeing to be a bridesmaid at the wedding to my sister's high school nemesis? I, 28, female, do not have the best relationship with my sister Tammy, who's 30, and I wanted to say that it started with our grandfather, who often praised Tammy as the prettiest granddaughter, and spoiling her for it, bit harsh. This made her think that she was better than me and our other female cousins, girl cousins, and while there were more kind of interventions to stop his behaviour after he passed away, the damage was already done, and Tammy was left feeling as if she deserved more because she was a natural beauty.
Fun.
I won't lie, Tammy was gorgeous and even did a little modelling in the summer. All the guys talked about how pretty she was in high school and would often do things for her. However, there was this one guy in particular she liked the most, and he ended up getting her pregnant. The school we went to was a private one and had strict policies in regards to physical displays of affection, and when word got out that Tammy was pregnant, she was forced to leave. Mm-hmm. Tammy and I were both there on a partial scholarship, and according to the scholarship's terms, we both had to maintain a quote-unquote respectable reputation, and being an unwed teen mum was far from it, according to those policies. The school took back Tammy's scholarship, and my parents couldn't afford the fees. I got to stay. However, teen gossip can be vicious, and I ended up leaving voluntarily because I couldn't take it anymore. I was so mad at Tammy for how her decisions affected me, and I didn't really care that the guy who ended up getting her pregnant, denied paternity, got his friends to lie about her, and then took a girl she hated to a dance. That girl that she hated was Chloe, and I don't exactly know why Tammy didn't like her, but I did have my theories. Chloe ended up dumping the guy that got Tammy pregnant in the end, after it was revealed that he got another girl pregnant over the summer, and I never heard or saw Chloe again until college. I hadn't realized it, but we had both enrolled at the same university and met again at a tutoring session. Chloe was kind and welcoming, and while I was initially hesitant, she became like the big sister I'd always wanted. She helped me get scholarships, as parents ended up spending my college money on Tammy's baby, and gave great advice as to which classes to enroll in, and helped get me an internship that set me up with a great job post-graduation. I never told Tammy about my relationship with Chloe, but when she saw a picture of me in the bridal group with Chloe on social media, Tammy flipped out. She called me a bad sister and asked how I could be friends with someone who hurt her so badly. I asked her when she'd ever been a good sister to me, and said that what she and Chloe had been through in high school wasn't that bad. Tommy shot back that I obviously knew it was bad or I wouldn't have hidden it. I said I hid it because I knew she'd be a major witch about it and I didn't want to deal with the hassle. Tammy and my parents want me to drop out of being a bridesmaid for Chloe, but I don't want to because I truly consider Chloe a friend and want to be there for her. AITA.
Ooh, this is a tricky one. So immediately the first thing that comes to mind is, are you the bad person? Yes. Yes, in a way. I think for being a bridesmaid, no. I think that for that, you're totally fine to be the bridesmaid and be friends with whoever you'd like. But where I kind of sit on this is, to the person who posted this, you're being really, really mean to your sister. Yes, she may not have the best track history with you, but there's a lot there that you are putting on her and you are blaming her for that. You know, might be her fault in the long run, might be based on bad decisions and so on, but things like, I guess, hating and kind of having this negative attitude, especially towards the teen pregnancy, and seemingly not willing to give any sort of support, it's not a good look, and it's, I don't know, I feel like, yeah, you're the a-hole in this, you should have treated your sister better. Treat others the way you want to be treated and such. If you didn't treat her like an a-hole, maybe she would have been a lot nicer to you and you wouldn't be in this situation in the first place. And yeah, as I said, made the wrong decisions, made not so good decisions. They may have affected you, but this is someone who is a teen mum, missed out on her scholarship because of that, left a school because of that, has obviously had a really rough run, even if it was her decision, and your whole mindset behind it was, oh, my grandpa liked her the most and she thinks she's very pretty. Okay, I think you could be a better sister.
I agree. That also, something I noticed is that the person who's written in dropped out of the school in the end, right, because of the gossip about her sister. And look, I know that gossip can be harsh at high school, but I also think at a certain point that was her decision to leave the school based on the gossip.
Yes.
It wasn't like she was kicked out of the school because of the situation with Tammy. She chose to leave. And so I have a feeling she probably blames Tammy for the fact that she left the school. But at a certain point, it's your decision. Obviously, it can be hard to live with high school gossip, and it can be hard. But Tammy didn't kick you out of that school.
No.
You chose to leave. And also, I don't think she knows enough about what went down between Tammy and Chloe, because she says she doesn't really know why they don't like each other, apart from the fact that Chloe dated the same guy afterwards.
Well, that's exactly it. That to me, and I'm, look, this is me throwing out like wild accusations and maybe theories here.
Allegedly.
It sounds like there may have been some cheating involved, especially after someone said no to being a parent. I can totally understand why someone would be burnt by that and why that would hurt if, you know, your family, someone that, even if your track history might not be great either, I understand why that would hurt Tammy. Like, yeah, this is her sister who's meant to be helping her and meant to be supportive and meant to unconditionally love her, and you're busy gallivanting off with friends who have seemingly maybe hurt her in the past, and you're not doing any better, to be honest. As I said, I don't think you're the a-hole for the situation. I think that go be friends with who you're friends with, go do that, that's fine. But I think maybe a little bit of self-reflection is, definitely needed, and maybe understand why Tammy isn't happy with you. Maybe have a conversation with your sister. Communication's good.
I feel like that's a good note to end on. Communicate. I feel like everyone, especially on Reddit, stop going to Reddit. Just talk to the people involved. Don't stop entirely because we like to read your stories, but just communicate. You know, actually see what's going on instead of just guessing, which is what I feel like a lot of people on Reddit do.
Yeah. I'm curious, what's the community response to this on Reddit?
Well, really, everyone is on the writer's side, I will say. They're basically saying high school ended 12 years ago, Tammy needs to get over your friendship with Chloe. I think the thing is, in this exact situation, sure, she's not, but on the grander scale, I agree with you. I think they're probably both in the wrong.
Yeah, no one's in the right here.
Both do work to kind of fix their relationship, but when they're looking at just the issue of being in the bridal party,
no, there's no
they're
issue
saying
there.
It's fine. Yeah.
Interesting. Well, with that, we should probably dive on in to our next song. And this is something that apparently neither Tammy or the sister really are, and it's Home and in Love by Mitch Santiago. You're listening to Get Serial on Sin. You just heard two incredible songs. The first one there was Everybody Knows by The Creases. They are a Brisbane indie rock band, and they have one album, one only album, released in 2017. I think it's a great album. I wish they'd come back. And they actually were part of the soundtrack for the AFL Evolution game, which is actually where I heard them. And, like, you don't have to like AFL to actually have a listen to the soundtrack. That soundtrack has heaps of great little Aussie bands. And I do suggest you check them out because almost all of them are indie and they're all incredible. But we're going to talk about something that's really, really important. Like the song that was before that, Mitch Santiago with Home and in Love, which is played by Mitch Santiago, who is a 17-year-old self-taught multi-instrumentalist from Perth. Wow, I could have done more with my life.
That's how I feel. I feel like maybe he has more hours in the day than we do. That's what I like to tell
myself.
Maybe.
Well, at 17, I definitely feel like I had more hours in the day. So, who knows? But with that one, we're going to discuss something that I think is really cool, and maybe you should think is really cool, recruitment.
Ooh, I do think that's cool.
So, right now, let's pull back the curtain a little bit. There are two seats in studio that are empty. Maybe we could fill them with you. If you like what you're hearing and you think, wow, I might want to try this out, I'd love to talk about what I could recommend. I'd love to talk about recruitment. I'd love to talk about all sorts of stuff. This is the place to do it. Whether it's our show or another show, Get Serial and Sin in general are looking for people to join.
It's honestly a great place. If you just want to get some experience in media, it's such a great starting off point or continuation point. You can interview some very cool people. We're hoping to get some very nice interviews in this year, and you could be one of the interviewers there for it.
Just to give a little bit of a hint as to what kind of interviews you could maybe expect. Obviously, we'll just hint March. So there's a couple big events happening through March. Immediately, the first one that comes to mind is the Comedy Festival. Then there's the F1 comes back to Melbourne. And then there's the AFL season starting up again. So maybe just a bit of a sprinkle of hints there as to what you can maybe expect. And if you want to be a part of these and maybe talk to an AFL star, maybe, an F1 star, maybe, and a comedian, this is your chance to do it. So come join, come say hi, and who knows. But I said it earlier, we actually do have a discount on our induction and training fees. It was $150. It's now $50.
The bargain.
Definitely 66% off. Check it out. If you know a friend who's like maybe thinking about starting their own podcast, get them to do it here. They don't have to go out and buy really expensive equipment and learn how to do it all on their own. Come here, I'll show you. Just go talk on radio for a bit. There's a little bit of a trade-off.
So if you are interested in getting involved, go to sin.org.au/get involved or just go straight to our Instagram at GetSerialSin. Go to our little link in our bio. And you can find a form there as well to get involved directly with us if you already know that we're the best place to start your mornings, which is true and very nice of you to say.
Definitely. But with that, I think it's time for us to move into another set of songs. And they are If You Had any friends.
You'd
by...
be joining us at Sin, I'd say.
If you don't have any friends, come join us. You'll make heaps of friends. If you had any friends by Mercy Mercy or Mercy Mercy, definitely check that one out. It's a good song. And after that will be another wonderful song that you'll have to listen in to hear. You're listening to Get Serial on Sin. You just heard two incredible songs. They were Wombats with Turn, and before that was If You Had Any Friends by Mercy Mercy. It's a wonderful duo there. Mercy Mercy, obviously an Australian artist. She has been absolutely rocking her scene. I have been addicted to her recently. I cannot get enough. She did a beautiful cover, actually, of a Mac Miller song, and I definitely suggest checking it out because it's really, really, really good. And before that, after that even, was obviously the Wombats Turn, another group that I have been absolutely obsessed with recently, and can you blame me? Like, they are so, so, so good.
Yeah, I feel like that's such a fun way to end the show. And you know what? Don't turn over to a different station, I'll say. Stick with us. Stick with Sin today. We're going to have lots of great shows on the airwaves, lots of great music with you today. And thank you for being with us for this fantastic past 2 hours we've shared together.
Definitely. If you want to keep up to date with anything else we're doing, or maybe you want a little bit of a hint as to what you can expect in the near future, check out our Instagram at GetSerialSin. Of course, you can check out our TikTok, where we will post stuff, we promise. I wonder how long that'll take to become a joke, where we don't post anything. Or, of course, you can check out the podcast platforms, Spotify, OmniFM, Google Podcasts, or Apple Podcasts, literally anywhere else where good podcasts are found. GetSerialSin, you can find us there with our brand new special look. I think it's really pretty. How about you?
I think, look, I'm very biased. I think it's sweet as. I think, check it out. Ooh. It's very cute. And you can find our playlists. We're going to start posting them. You've got the playlists for today available there. Check us out. Yeah.
Definitely. But obviously, it has been a great time having you guys. It's been a great time discussing what we've discussed. We discussed some great stuff. We hyped up recruitment. We had a Am I the A-hole? So we suggested some stuff that was fun. We talked about the news, rom-coms, and a whole bunch more. If you want to check that out, as I said, check out our podcast platforms. But otherwise, thank you so, so much for listening in. And we will catch you on Monday at the same Get Serial time and the same Get Serial place. Here is a song from the Sweet 16. It is Long Play by Obscura Hole. You're listening to Get Serial on Sin. Bye.